experts have explained how crop insurance has helped them in mitigating climate-related losses. KFM's Santo Ojok has more details.
A total of 883 farmers in Kuala North County who had insured their crops in the garden with the Agro Consortium of Uganda shared a total of 200,670,098 shillings, which was disbursed to them on January 29, 2026, to compensate for the losses they incurred in the second planting season of 2025.
We should understand the crop insurance well, because this has helped us a lot. We do not have problem in our houses. As mothers, we are paying school fees for our children easily. We are buying livestock. You can buy even a cow. And if you have done best, you can buy land. Even if you grow your crop and make loss, you still get some money. I had two accounts, which one I paid 24,000 shillings and I've been compensated 129,000 shillings. And in another account, I invested 110,000 shillings. As I talk now, I have 400,000 shillings plus, and I am very happy. Samuel Opiachuri, Kuala North Member of Parliament, said that very many farmers in the region are not benefiting this program, yet it is a government program. This program is in the government budget, it is in the law and also the government policy. But some people still doubt this as it is a scam. But today we are giving cash to our beneficiaries. Bonnie Okello, the coordinator crop insurance in northern Uganda, called upon farmers in other districts to join this program so that their crops in the garden are or covered from losses arising from the climatic shock. Very few farmers are benefiting this program, yet it is for all the farmers. I am happy that since MP Opiachuri lobbied this from our office in 2022, up to date, people here are benefiting. I'm requesting other districts in Lao sub-region and other places to let their farmers access this program.
Programming
for KFM, I'm Santo Ojok.